With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Intense hand-to-hand combat as Israeli troops tighten the noose around the terrorist stronghold of Gaza City. Secretary of State Blinken has returned to Israel, possibly pushing for a pause in the offensive. A group of UN human rights experts is urging a ceasefire, but the BBC's Charles Haviland says Israel is having none of it.
Israel accused the UN experts of repeating Hamas propaganda, something it called deplorable. It accused Hamas of using civilians as human shields. Asked about the rapporteur's comments, the spokesman for the UN chief said a determination of genocide could only be made by a relevant UN judicial body.
After Israel, Secretary Blinken is due in Jordan for talks with his Jordanian counterpart. The House has passed a Republican plan to redirect $14.5 billion from the IRS to Israel. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's all about getting our priorities in order.
If Democrats in the Senate or the House or anywhere else, want to argue that hiring more IRS agents is more important than standing with Israel in this moment, I'm ready to have that debate. But I did not attach that for political purposes, okay? I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here. And that was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
It doesn't appear the bill will clear the Democrat-controlled Senate, and even if it did, President Biden promises a veto. The Democrats want a $105 billion bundle of money for Israel and Ukraine and for the border, where critics say it would be used to speed up the processing of illegal aliens into the country. And there is word of another huge caravan of migrants now making its way north through Mexico, headed for the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower. The Dow futures are down 16 points. NASDAQ futures off 59. This is SRN News. Homeschooling is surging in the U.S.
What used to be the province of a small group of mostly Christian families decades ago is now the fastest-growing form of education in the country. According to numbers from the Washington Post, homeschooling is up 51% this year compared to an increase of 7% in private schooling and a 4% decline in kids attending public school. A lot of moms and dads are giving up on ever changing their local schools and taking over the job themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Idaho woman and her son charged with kidnapping after prosecutors say they took the son's minor girlfriend out of state to get an abortion. Police began investigating the duo earlier this summer after a 15-year-old girl's mother told authorities that her daughter had been sexually assaulted and later taken to Oregon to have an abortion. The procedure is banned in Republican-controlled Idaho at all stages of pregnancy. It is legal in left-leaning Oregon. This is SRN News. A landmark cooperation agreement between Israel and several Arab nations shows signs of unraveling. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The first tangible sign of distress for the Abraham Accords in response to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas came on Thursday with the recall of Bahrain's ambassador to the Jewish state and the possible cessation of economic ties between the two nations. The moves were revealed in a statement by the Bahrain parliament. Notably absent is confirmation from the foreign ministry. Bahrain was the first of four Middle Eastern nations to sign normalization agreements with the State of Israel in 2020. The pacts are being viewed as a barometer of the viability and durability of Israel-Arab peacemaking. The other signatories are the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Sudan. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Find more details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.